Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Rise Up and Pray prayer call. It's Tuesday, and I'm just so excited for how wonderful the great things of God is and all the great things that he's doing, not only in my life, but in your life. And I've been getting so many different testimonies, and the book has been traveling around the world, and it's been in Israel, and it's been in Nigeria, and it's just traveling the world and all around the United States. And I'm just so excited for about the movement that's about to happen. And what we're going to do January 1st, we're actually going to do Rise Up and Pray Prayer Challenge. We're going to actually do it all together starting January 1st. Today I actually uploaded some videos on the different tools. And so you get to see me as the author and kind of explain the book a little bit more in depth. And actually went through all six tools. I went through clapping and secluded area and raising of hands and Holy Spirit, writing down a time of prayer where you're quiet and actually writing things down. And I'm just so excited and so excited for what the things God is doing. Today on the prayer call, I'm actually going to read a little bit out of the book, and I'm going to read the scripture, Hosea 4:6, and it says, "People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. But thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of my God, I will also forget thy children." You know, that scripture right there is powerful. I know we hear people say, you know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And, you know, it's a lack of knowledge that we don't know in. And we don't, you know, and that's why as a people or as human beings on this earth, you know, we go through struggle and, you know, financial issues and health and just different things that we battle that we don't know how to overcome it. But it gets to a point where, you know, what is lack of knowledge? When, as a Christian, when you already know that you should be praying, when you don't pray, I feel that lack of knowledge is no longer in your corner. And I really feel that God does forget about you because, you know, the first thing you should be doing is praying. You know, that prayer time, that prayer life, it builds a willpower in you. It builds a strategic mindset. It puts you in an atmosphere of clarity, and clarity is important when it comes to God because operating in confusion destroys things. Confusion creates anger. It messes up things. It breaks conversation. It breaks relationships. And prayer, that's why prayer is so important now these days because with all sorts of things going on in the earth and, you know, social media and news here, news there, and false news, and, you know, so many different things that are going on that, you know, we need to take the time in prayer. It's important. So the lack of knowledge, you know, I don't want you to get to the point where you end up, your children will be forgotten by God. We can no longer be in a time period of lack. We have to find a way to find the information. We have to take time out to study. We have to take time to read the Bible. We have to take time out to get better every single day. You want to get better every single day. And through God, through His word, as you begin to read it and meditate on it, it not only brings wisdom to you, it brings understanding. You want understanding and wisdom to hit you daily. You want that. You want that pursuit of happiness, that pursuit of happiness. You want to pursue God so that he can take over your life and truly give you the unlimited lifestyle. And the unlimited lifestyle is just doing things that God wants you to do. You know, doing things in a high expectation, in a high level of integrity and honor and boldness and growth and change. You create change in your atmosphere. It's very important to be able to do that as a child of God. And so today I pray for your faith. I pray for your knowledge that you will no longer be in a period of lack anymore in your life. And I'm going to go into prayer and pray about that for you today. Lord Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord Father God, Lord, that knowledge, Lord Father God, that we get wisdom and get understanding in you, Lord Father God, that we no longer, Lord Father God, use a lack of knowledge as an excuse, Lord Father God, but that we will pursue the things of you, Lord Father, like never before. Lord Father God, break, Lord Father God, every lack, every chain, Lord Father God, that is a sign, Lord Father God, to block the knowledge of you, Lord Father, from us, Lord Father God. I overrule it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I speak, Lord Father God, that we build our faith every single day, Lord Father God. I speak, Lord Father, that we create a time period, Lord Father, we set aside a time period, Lord Father God, let's spend with you, Lord Father, that you can give us knowledge, Lord Father, you give us wisdom, Lord Father, in the things that are happening in our lives, Lord Father God. Lord Father, let us take, Lord Father God, let's take the responsibility, Lord Father God, to get our household in order, Lord Father God, to get our businesses in order, to get our jobs in order, to get our community in order, Lord. Let us take the responsibility, Lord Father God. Prayer and action, Lord Father God. I speak, Lord Father God, divine action in your life today. I command that every satanic chain, every satanic altar that is assigned to your life, Lord, let it be broken in pieces by fire. I command you to scorch up the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. Any arrow shot away may backfire right now in the name of Jesus. Any plot or scheme that's assigned to stop you from having the knowledge of God in your life, Lord, it may be overruled or override in the name of Jesus. Any man or woman who has assigned to attack you, to steal or kill or destroy you, I command that every scheme or plot, Lord, be overruled or override right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, may the light of you, Lord Father, may the dew of your wisdom, Lord Father God, Father God, every single day, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, Father, as the sun rises, Lord Father God, let the influence of you operate through our lives, Lord. Let the light, Lord Father, shine so bright upon us, Lord Father, that people may know, Lord Father, that we are the deity of you, Lord Father God. We are kings and queens of you, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord, we take our rightful place, Lord Father God, in the atmosphere, Lord Father, in our territory, in our terrain, Lord Father God. Lord Father, we take our rightful stance, Lord Father, as warriors, Lord Father, as we are projecting out, looking in the field, Lord Father, looking into our lives, Lord Father God, that we will smite, Lord Father God, anything that's fine, Lord Father, to destroy us, Lord, to take us out the will of you, Lord Father God. I cancel, Lord Father God, every curse, Lord Father, is assigned to our bloodlines, Lord Father. I cancel them by fire right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I switch, Lord Father, the powers, Lord, the principalities, the powers, Lord, over our atmosphere, Lord. May power switch hands right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, anybody who is praying against us, Lord Father, call us infidels, Lord Father God, who wants to take our gifts, Lord, who wants to take our blessings, Lord Father God. May, Lord Father God, they struggle, Lord Father God. May, Lord Father God, the bewitchment, Lord Father, be broken in pieces right now, Lord Father God. We ask, Lord, for you to come to our aid, Lord Father God. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us, Lord Father God. Vindicate us, avenge us now expediently in the name of Jesus, Lord. I deploy, Lord Father God, you into our prayers, into our lives, Lord Father, to our actions, Lord. Lord Father, I deploy you, Lord Father God, to our lives, Lord Father God, our strength, Lord Father God. Lord Father, I speak, Lord Father, to our faith, Lord Father, that we build faith, Lord Father, faith to faith, Lord Father God, that we overrule and override the adversary right now in the name of Jesus and all that we do, Lord Father God. I cancel, Lord Father God, limitational thoughts, Lord. I cancel lack of knowledge right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord Father God, you say in your word that wise men win souls, Lord Father God. I speak, Lord Father, that we win souls, Lord Father God, this week. Lord, that we have strength, Lord, prevail, Lord Father. We are winners, Lord Father God, and money madness, Lord Father God. Lord Father, we leap over walls and jump through troops, Lord Father, every single day, Lord Father God. I decree and declare, Lord Father, that we pray, Lord Father, to become prayer itself, Lord. I decree and declare, Lord Father, we worship you, Lord, to become worship itself, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord Father, that we read your word, Lord Father, to become your word, Lord Father, till we become your word, Lord Father God, in itself, Lord Father God. May your word, Lord Father God, be filling to us, Lord. May it produce much fruit, Lord Father God. Lord Father, anything that we ask, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Father, that you will give it to us, Lord Father God, that we will think upon these things, Lord Father God. Lord Father, that our lips, Lord Father God, Lord Father, your word, Lord Father, will be the dew of our lips, Lord Father, the dew of our words, Lord Father, will be the Holy Spirit coming forth from us, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. I speak, Lord Father God, to these people, Lord Father. I speak, Lord Father, I call them champions, Lord. I call them kings, Lord Father God. Lord Father, I speak, Lord Father, they operate, Lord Father God, in the overflow of favor, Lord Father God. Anything they touch, Lord, turns to gold, Lord Father God. I speak, Lord, to their businesses, to their lives, Lord, Father, to their jobs, Lord, Father God. I cancel every satanic altar, Lord, every scheme and plot, every satanic person, Lord, with body, without body, assigned, Lord, to take them out, Lord, Father God, to distract them, Lord, Father God. May they be cut off right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. I speak blessings, Lord, blessings of honor, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father, they operate in blessings of honor right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Woo! I'm so excited for the things that God is doing for you in your life. I speak that prayer over your lives so much. I want you to prevail in all that you do. And, man, you're a prayer warrior. You're a prayer warrior. You could take time out to pray at 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night. You have all the tools to become a prayer warrior, a dynamic person. You're dynamic. You're setting yourself apart. To join me on this call at 11:30, you are setting yourself apart. Don't take it for granted. Don't take the knowledge of God for granted. Don't take prayer time for granted, because your prayers, God hears your prayers. He heard them. He heard them 21 days ago. He heard them the first day you started praying. He hears you right now. Don't let the enemy win this time, not in this season. This time you're going to win. Don't let the enemy win anymore in your season, in your life. You should defeat him every single day. You should step on his foot every single day. You should go into his camp and take somebody out every single day. I'm telling you, this thing is a game changer in life, and I want you to live unlimited. My name is Ricardo Gordeau, and I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, that your days are as sweet as honey, and that your life bring you much joy and much laughter. Remember, life and love, life is love and love is life. And, man, I just want you to be blessed, and you have a blessed rest of your week, and Merry Christmas. And as you spend time over the holidays with your family, spend time in prayer with them. Pray over their lives. Speak to their lives like never before. And just know that God is just doing amazing things, and he's going to do the impossible in your life, in your family, in your household. Just know God is about to do a divine turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. I just know he's doing it. My name is Ricardo Cordu, and I hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.